heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With five locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
Well, both teams are out on the court. Matt Grace Foreman is going to try to win the tip for Mountain Home, and for Cersei, Latiana Floyd will jump center. We are about underway. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Lady Bombers. They will be moving left to right here in this first half. Walker brings the ball into the front court. Looks like Cersei is going to start off in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the right to a wing to Husky. She takes a screen from Foreman, throws it up top to Tabor. Now Tabor dribbles toward the right elbow, picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go. Now gives it to Husky. Now Walker has it on the right side. She'll throw it up top to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will give it back to Walker, who will try to reset the offense near the top. Now Tabor has it between the circles. She throws over to Husky on the right wing. Throws it down to Foreman on the low block. She goes up with the shot off the glass. No good. Tries to chase down her own rebound. Goes out of bounds. The officials are going to say knocked out of bounds by Cersei. And Mountain Home will keep possession under their basket with 7:19 left in this opening quarter. Pfeiffer will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Walker in the left corner. She dribbles out toward the top. Now throws over to Pfeiffer on the wing. Her three-pointer is up and good. Hannah Pfeiffer with her first 3 points, and it's an early 3-0 lead for the Lady Bombers as we are a little less than a minute into this contest. Cersei has it on the left wing. The ball goes down in the right corner to Housley. Now up top to Rose. Rose will dribble to the right wing. Throws it in the corner to Branch. She's going to put up the three. No good. Offensive rebound chased down by Housley. She can't get the ball to go. This time, Mounts Home gets the rebound. Husky quickly back the other way. Throws it to Pfeiffer, who's going to try another three. This one will not go. She chases down her own rebound, a long rebound. And she's going to try another one way beyond the arc, and it is up and in. 6-0, Mountain Home up on Cersei. Less than 6.5 minutes left of this opening quarter. Rose has it, now throws it to Branch on the right side. Her pass was knocked away, and Sydney Hicks may have taken a little shot to the eye. No call on Mountain Home as they come up with the steal. Ball goes over to Husky on the right left wing. Her three-pointer will not go. Rebound chased down by Tabor. She throws it out to Pfeiffer. She's going to try another three. In and out, no good. And this time the rebound is knocked around and controlled by the Lady Lions. And now a double dribble is going to be called just before Cersei crosses half court, and Mountain Home is going to get it back on the turnover. Tabor is going to check out of this game, replaced by Emma Martin, a 5'7 sophomore. So exactly 6 minutes left in the opening period. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading 6-0. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Ball goes over to Foreman on the left wing. Now she gives it to Walker. Back to Foreman, who cuts into the lane. Tries to go up for a layup. Couldn't get it to go. And the rebound is controlled by Cersei. Here's Rose into the front court for the Lady Lions. Throws it over on the right side to Housley. Housley dribbles up towards the top. Now she'll give it to Hicks. Now ball goes over to Branch on the left wing. Cross court to Rose. Now back to Branch on the left side. I'll pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Taylor Branch puts Cersei on the board with about 5:20 left in the opening quarter. 6-3, Lady Bombers leading it. Here is Walker with the ball up at the top. Throws over to Martin on the left wing. Martin's going to dribble down into the lane, going up for the layup. It bounces around and goes in. Emma Martin with her first 2 points of the night. 8-3, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 5 minutes left in the opening quarter. Here's Hicks into the front court for the Lady Lions. Dribbles toward the right side. Gives it there to Branch on the wing. Branch dribbles toward the free throw line. Now gives it to Housley. Rose has it on the left side. Over on the right to Hicks. Hicks will dribble down toward the paint. Now if she finds a cutting, Latiana Floyd going in for the layup off the glass and in. Floyd with her first 2 points of the night. 8-5, Mountain Home leading it. 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Martin on the left wing. Finds Husky cutting towards the paint. Now she dribbles out toward the left corner. Throws it to Pfeiffer up at the top. Finds Foreman in the lane. Kicks out to Martin on the right side. Her three-pointer is up. They're going to wave it off, even if she didn't make it, but even if she did, they wouldn't have counted it because Anna Grace Foreman just got called for 3 seconds. 4:15 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home turns it over as they lead 8-5. Rose will take the inbound pass from Floyd and walk it into the front court for Searcy. Mountain Home right now in a man-to-man. Rose drills towards the right side, finds Hicks near the low block, now kicks it out to Floyd, over to Branch on the left wing. Ball goes down to Halsey in the corner. She dribbles out to the wing, pulls up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. In and out, no good. Walker chases down the rebound. She's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Throws it to Pfeiffer on the left wing. Her three-pointer will not go. And the rebound is tipped to Rose, and back comes Searcy. Here's Hicks with the ball on the right wing. Throws it back up top to Rose. Now back over to Hicks. Looks like Mountain Home's now in a 2-3 zone. Cross-court pass to Branch on the left wing. Her three-pointer is up. Low strong, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Walker. Back comes Mountain Home. Walker quickly into the front court. Dribbles through the right elbow. Finds Martin on the wing. Martin going to dribble down into the paint. Pull up for the jumper off the glass and in. Martin now with 4 points. 10-5, Mountain Home leading it. 3:13 left in the first quarter. Mally Tabor will check in again for Mountain Home at the next available time. Ball goes over to Halsey on the right wing. Cross court to Hicks. Well, it tried to go to Hicks. Pass was knocked away, but Emma Martin committed a foul, too. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. Mally Tabor is going to check into the game for the Lady Bombers, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. 3:03 left in this opening period. Mountain Home with a five-point lead. Here is Hicks into the front court. Throws over to Halsey on the right side. Thought about the three. Now she will try to force a pass into the paint. It was knocked away. Branch comes up with it, though. Goes into the lane for a layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Rose. She'll throw it out to Hicks. Back over to Rose near the left corner. She drills out to the wing. Goes cross-court to Halsey. Up top now to Hicks. Halsey has it once again. Now down to Floyd in the corner. Throws it to Branch on the low block. Her layup off the glass and in. Taylor Branch with 5 points. 10-7, Mountain Home leading it. 2:26 left in the first quarter. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills toward the right side. Now takes a screen from Martin. Throws it up top to Tabor. Over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. She's going to take the screen. Pulled up for the three-pointer. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer with 9 points. 13-7, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 2 minutes left in the opening quarter. Looks like Mountain Home switched back to a man-to-man defense now. Here is Hicks with the ball between the circles. Throws over to Halsey. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Just inside the three-point line. In and out, no good. Martin gets the rebound. Back comes the Lady Bombers. Martin into the front court. Dribbles to the right wing. Finds Husky. Now Husky will drill closer to the top. Now is going down towards the lane. Tries to kick it out to Walker well over her head. Ball goes out of bounds, and Searcy will get back on the turnover. Foreman's going to check back in the game for the Lady Bombers as Peyton Husky will take a seat. 1:35 left in the first quarter. A six-point Lady Bomber lead. 13-7 is the score. Rose into the front court for Searcy. Gives it to Hicks on the right side. Hicks dribbles between the circles. Gives it to Halsey in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up and in. Emily Halsey with her first 3 points of the evening. 13-10, Mountain Home leading at 1:15 left in the first quarter. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles toward the right side. Gives it there on the wing to Martin. She's going to take the screen from Foreman. Pulls up at the elbow. Throws it up top to Tabor. Gives it to Foreman on the low block. Over to Walker. Now back to Martin. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound controlled by Floyd. And back comes Searcy. Here's Halsey with the ball on the left wing. Throws it up top to Hicks. Hicks dribbles to the wing. Gives it back to Halsey. Halsey dribbles to the free throw line. Over to Branch in the corner. Right corner. She dribbles down to lane. Has the ball stripped from her. But a little contact as well. So Mountain Home's going to call for the foul with 43.2 seconds left in the first quarter. I believe they're going to get Mally Tabor with that foul. That's her first personal foul. And the inbound pass is knocked away, stolen by Mountain Home. Now Walker's going to be fouled in the backcourt. By the way, that was the second team foul against the Lady Bombers earlier. And now 39.6 seconds left. Cersei gets called for the foul. And that is on Emily Housley, her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the first half against the Lady Lions. So Walker brings it into the front court. And Mountain Home may be content to hold for the last shot of the period as the clock ticks down. 26 seconds left. Walker has it at the top. Housley getting a little close, not close enough for a five-second count. Now the official starts a five-second count. Throws it. Walker's going to throw it to Pfeiffer. 13 seconds left. Pfeiffer throws to Walker on the left wing. Now she is dribbles toward the corner. Back to Pfeiffer. Her three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Tabor. She goes back up with it. Can't get it to go. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Tom. Cersei's going to get it with 1.8 seconds left in the quarter. So now the Lady Lions have a chance to get one more shot off before the period. Branch is going to try to do a long pass. And stolen by Tabor. She tries one last heave. The buzzer can't get it to go. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Cersei 13-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their skills.